May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Well, who's been to one of our candlelit services here in church this year? Have most of us been to one of these or somewhere else? Candlelit service, and you can see, if you haven't got the candles lit today, it's not really worth it in the daylight. But this church has looked absolutely beautiful when all these candles are lit. And we had them at the carol services and the midnight communion last night. These services were all enhanced by the warm light of the candles above us. Thanks to the team of people who put them up, and I have to say it's a fair bit of work putting them up and lighting them each time and changing the candles yesterday as we had to do, but it's worth it because it looks really beautiful. Candles open up a new dimension to our worship, and they communicate something special beyond the music and the words and the Bible readings. Light changes things. Light also draws our attention, even in childhood. My son, who's here this morning, was 6 weeks old at his first Christmas. And I can still remember his little face being captivated by the Christmas lights in York as we wandered around the shops. Does anyone know where this is? Does anyone know where this is? London. Yes, you're right, Val. Whereabouts in London? Regent Street. Well done. Well done. I'm impressed at that. Yeah, this is Regent Street. On a cold and rainy night, and yet, according to the person that took that photo, the people on the street were captivated by these lights. They stopped to look up above the shops and the traffic in the rain to look at something that took them beyond all the material stuff. And of course, the angels looked even more stunning set against the night sky. Well, St. John in his gospel, he highlights the contrast between light and dark and the power of light to drive out darkness. The light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. Once there is light, there cannot be complete darkness any longer. Even one small candle will light up the darkness and make it look different. In today's reading, John describes Jesus as the light, and he also reminds his readers of the creative power of God and the nearness of God to his people by linking the creation story at the beginning of time when God said, "Let there be light," and there was light, with now, when Jesus Christ, the source of life and light, has come into the world. He calls him the life that is the light of all mankind. Or as the Message Bible translates it, what came into existence was life, and the life was light to live by. The life light blazed out of the darkness. The darkness couldn't put it out. Now that Jesus has come into the world, everything has changed. John is writing to people who have a living memory of what happened. He's reminding them of what they saw. "We've seen it," he says. "God came and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth." They saw that Jesus was full of the character of God, full of love and mercy. They saw how he healed and transformed people. He showed them how to have a relationship with God. He was God, and yet he came into the world as a baby, just like one of us. Who's got cousins? Has anyone here got cousins? And cousins fairly close in age to them? Yes? Yeah. Well, Jesus and John the Baptist were cousins. And when Mary knew that she was expecting Jesus, she went to stay with John's mother. Now, children, who was John's mother? Somebody little. What was the name of John the Baptist's mother? Anyone know? Elizabeth. Yeah, Elizabeth. So Mary went to stay with Elizabeth. And they spent some time together, learning from each other, preparing together for motherhood. I wonder what they talked about during that time. They spent about 3 months together. I wonder what they talked about. I wonder if they recalled what the angel Gabriel had said, what he'd promised would be happening. And as they looked at their developing pregnancies and thought, this really is true. This is happening. God has spoken the truth to us. God is really working his plan out through us, ordinary people. And Mary and Elizabeth, they both knew that John the Baptist would have a very particular job to prepare the way for Jesus, the true light, the light to live by. Or in Jesus' own words, the light of the world. Like a very powerful torch in a dark place, once that light has been turned on, you can see where to go. So St. John is giving us a really deep theological understanding in this passage of who he thinks Jesus Christ is. But how do we respond to that? How do we respond to that today? How should it affect our lives today? Well, he goes on in his gospel to quote Jesus a bit more. He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So if we believe in Jesus, if we follow him, become his disciples, if we take all that he said seriously, we too can walk in this light that shines in the darkness. We can have spiritual life, relationship with the living God, freedom from all the things that make us feel lost or lacking direction and purpose in life, the things that make us feel like somebody stumbling around in the dark. Everything changed on that first Christmas morning, many years ago, and Jesus Christ is still the light of the world now, shining in the darkness. But we have to make a decision. Are we going to look up? Are we going to be captivated by his light? Are we going to live our lives in the reality of who he is, what he said, and what he came into the world to do? Or are we going to keep going with our heads down like those shoppers on Regent Street with their hoods up in the rain, oblivious to the brighter perspective that is just above them? On this Christmas day, let's take the opportunity to stop, look up, and be captivated by Jesus and all that he came into the world to do. And let us ask God to ignite the light of Christ in our lives, the light which shines in the darkness and that nothing can put out. Amen.